Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about putting yourself in charge. Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Avery asks, I'm looking to advertise my properties on social media. I'm wondering what do you suggest is the best way to use social media to advertise land? Should I just list on my Facebook page, or should I send links to my sites, or even possibly links to my land pin post? I'm sure you've come up with some best practices, but I'm struggling here.
Okay, so this is an incredibly intelligent question. I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a surefire way to do this. And just posting it on your page, your Facebook page, you're not going to have a lot of luck with that. After you post it on Landpin and you have all the statistics correct, that's one of the real reasons that you put it on Landpin. That and property sells there pretty well. What you want to do is create a Facebook ad. And it's not going to happen in 20 seconds. Go out on YouTube and learn how to do this. Find a really recent video where somebody way more intelligent than you and me tells you exactly how to post a Facebook ad. This is how smart people who own hair salons or local businesses really, really do well, drive a lot of traffic. Because Facebook, not a lot of people know this, and Twitter and all social media, and LinkedIn are geographically based. So they know where your computer is, and they know the internet knows where your computer is, the internet knows where your phone is. So if you say, hey, I have a piece of property for sale, and you're advertising, the actual content of what you're advertising is attractive, the price is cheap, and the picture looks good, and it's got the right information in there, it's going to hit all the people that have expressed an interest for that kind of thing where the property is located, and you're going to sell it most likely overnight. It's a huge secret in the real estate business that people don't talk about. This is how you sell houses and stuff too. Why real estate agents don't do it, I just don't know. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went onto Facebook and you saw a piece of real, we're in the real estate business, that's all we talk about. I cannot recall one time where I've seen a house for sale in my neighborhood. And I would love mm-hmm. to get pounded with that kind of information. I have no interest in buying a Volvo at all. I don't want that kind of advertising, and mm-hmm. I don't want it in my life, but I love real estate. In fact, I would love to get, wherever my phone goes, like Jill and I do a lot of traveling, I would love to get pounded by stuff for sale all the time in Facebook and social media. So
right.
Here's a takeaway. Geographically, specifically post real estate for sale, and you will sell it very, very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Probably that day, if it's priced right.
Right. Because all you're doing is reaching them. That's it.
Reach, reach, reach.
Reach, reach, reach. It's price right. You got to reach them.
Right.
Good
now.
Question, Avery.
Wherever your property is that you have or that you're thinking about buying, somebody's dying to buy that property. Your job is to reach them really effectively. By the way, this costs next to nothing. I mean, you might spend $30 to $100 on a week-long posting in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, put yourself in charge. This is the meat of the show. Jill, you're in charge.
Yes,
I am.
You're
an in charge kind of person. So the whole premise of this is, you know what? That more and more I'm seeing, and I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or if the world's falling apart, I'm not sure.
Combination of the two.
I just see more and more people not taking responsibility for themselves. So I just got done binge watching a show called Life Below Zero on Netflix, where it's a bunch, three or four different types of different people who just chucked it all and went up and lived up in Alaska. And they all had one glaring thing in common. They were taking full blown responsibility for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, there's no stores. There's no 911 to call if there's a problem. There's no government to blame or a spouse to blame. You know, they need to eat that day. Mm-hmm. So they're taking responsibility for right. that and shelter and everything. And so in the most basic form, food and shelter and all that.
Right.
So then I started thinking, you know, that's what we do. And that's what the successful people in our group do. They don't blame somebody if a mailer goes wrong or they price something wrong or, you know, a real estate deal went sideways or they can't get a website up under a deadline.
Right.
They don't do that. They just get it done.
Exactly.
They look straight in the mirror. They put themselves in charge, no matter what the task is, and get it done.
Yeah.
So you're the inspiration in all this.
Thank you.
How do you take somebody who is used to blaming their parents for everything, or teachers or whatever, and just sit and putting them in front of the mirror and saying, hey, you're in charge of your life.
You are. Well, here's a couple. I mean, you got to have a leader. If you have six followers, nothing's going to get done. You got to have a leader. I was talking with number three about this because he and I both, I don't know if you were the same person in this scenario too, Jack, or not, but he was talking about doing a science project at school. And if you know, you're always paired up, but there's like five of you.
I try not to talk to the kids.
Okay, well, you got it. So there's five of you paired up. And you know what? And if all five of you try to just go in, no one takes control, it's going to be a mess. We know that. There's got to be a leader. And somebody has to stand up and do it. And we all know that that person's doing the majority of the work. Two of them are skating. They do nothing. You know, and the other three kind of half in, half out kind of thing. That's often how it goes. But you got to have a leader. You know, and if you're not comfortable being a leader, get comfortable.
Where does this come from? Jeez, Jill.
What do you mean? I even wrote it down like that.
What happened to sweet Jill?
Being a leader. This is how you lead.
It's usually my job. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Oh, it's true.
And learn some data.
Well, here's my notes. I said, this is my notes. I take just a few minutes before each show. We each have our own ideas about how this is going to go. And then these are my, I wrote down three notes before the show. And one is leaders a must. And I put not comfortable, get comfortable. And then number three, this is your livelihood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason right there. If you just let it be chaos, nothing's going to get done. The best way I can say to get over that hurdle is doing it. It's like, yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day.
Rip the Band-Aid off. It's not that painful.
And they've been with another individual trying to learn how to do this and for a year, and they hadn't bought a property yet. You know, I'm like, all right, we got to get you over this hurdle, you know, and they're with us now. I think a lot of the reason was they didn't have the support. And that's one of the reasons our
inspirational support.
People love us. Yeah. Or just that because we're here. We have online community and we're there. We have a weekly call and we're there. You can ask us a question. We're there. We answer the
next
phone.
Month we're
that's why I told
classes.
This guy, I said, well, why aren't you asking this other individual who's been, quote unquote, showing you how to do this and teaching you? He's like, because they don't answer the phone.
What?
Seriously, that was the answer. I'm like, yeah, not the first time I've heard that. Anyway, and that's it. Yeah, and we're working on more ways to reach more people and really help. But you just have to dive in. You have to push the button, send out that mailer, trust that you did the best that you could with the knowledge that you have right now. Be ready for some mistakes because they probably will happen, and
they
that's okay.
If you don't have... go through mistakes and learn how to deal with failing and overcoming that, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and the only way you do that is just get out there and do it. And then you're gonna go, all right, I'm going to tweak it this way now. Now I know. And it's the same thing with being a leader. You got to get out there. Well, you got to get past, you know, doing a transaction and buying and selling a property. You know, you got to get those things out of the way. And then as you're growing your business, you're going to have to grow yourself. And you might have been working a, you know, 9-to-5 kind of job with a steady paycheck and a boss and, you know, different weekly goals and all that good stuff. This is a whole different ballgame. And now you're in charge. And you can lead however you want to lead, but you need to be a leader.
So if this is what I've seen people in the past, not somewhat, there aren't too many people in our lives now like this, but in the past I've seen people kind of sit around and say some version of this. God, if I only had this, this, and this, the guy down the street,
right.
He's got this, it's an unfair advantage. The guy down the street's got an unfair advantage. He pays cash for everything. He's got a ton of money, and he can afford to make a bunch of mistakes. Well, that guy got there because he was standing in the other person's shoes, just like that. So you can't, everybody's got issues. There's all kinds of stuff. You can sit around and complain about your parents till you're blue in the face. It's just not going to change anything.
Right.
Or complain about your boss or your spouse or anything.
Right.
You just got to go do stuff.
Yeah. Talk about being, you'll never get anywhere. You're right, Jack. If you walk around going, oh, well, that's great for them, but I don't have any of those resources. I can't possibly do that. Well, again, congratulations. Now you can't.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Because you've just set yourself up to fail. Guess you're right.
Yep.
See ya. No. And that's, so you can't walk around like that.
So you're in charge.
Yeah.
And that's all
you know what you can do. This reminds me of the show we did like last week, I think, which I really loved. It was branding yourself and putting that in your head. You can put it in your head that you are a real estate investor. You can also put it in your head that I am a successful real estate investor. I may not have a lot of transactions. I'm getting there. And part of the reason I'm successful is because I do make mistakes. I recover and I move on.
That's a massive part of it. Mm-hmm. And not just for real estate investing, but anything.
Yeah. Mantra. You need to have that mantra in your head. And don't, you know, seriously.
What's your mantra?
My mantra is, Jack, Jack, I don't know.
Your mantra is,
uh-oh,
there's probably a better guy out there for me.
No. That's funny. You made your bed. That's so funny. That is not my mantra. No. You know what? You know what my mantra? You know what? That's a really good question. You know what? My mantra changes.
Mine does too.
My mantra 5 years ago is not my mantra today. And my mantra today, it more resembles to helping more people.
That's mine.
Growing, building more companies.
Yeah, me too.
And solving more problems.
Mine's get the word out.
Not just myself, but our people. Well, yeah, it's true. I like.
If we fail at anything right now, it's getting the word out.
That's true.
Like we could do a better job spreading the word that this stuff really works.
Right. Or just the tools even exist.
Mm-hmm.
But we're about to change that, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're doing
marketing.
A live education. We're going to release that next month.
Yeah.
Either November or December. And I really think that's going to change. Instead of self-study, like we have the live education piece where we have a limited number of people, let's say 20 people in a webinar format.
Mm-hmm.
And we all send out a mailer together.
Right.
You know, including us. Like, you know, that's how we're going to do our mailers from now on.
Right. As a group.
Yeah.
As a group project kind of thing.
I mean, picture an art class where our teacher's walking around and checking everybody's work as they're doing it. And at the end, there's, you know, a piece of art at the end.
It would be really cool. I'm going to just run this by you. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. It would be cool if you did the mailer, right? You as a group, pick the county and do the mailer, get it in the mail, and then they all come back, right? And then you divvy them up, like...
Oh my God, that would be a disaster, Joe.
What, really?
Respectfully, yeah.
Well, okay, let me, all right. What if you did the mailer? Let me back up. There's 20 people in the class. What if you do a mailer of 20,000 units?
Okay.
And then each person is getting 1,000 of that to field the calls, do the due diligence, buy the properties, close the deals.
I mean, that's an interesting
under our direction.
Interesting way to orchestrate it. But what I was thinking is everybody just do an individual mailer. Let's write off. So let's say one person wants to do it in Ohio. Another person wants to do it in Oregon and on and on and on. We got 20 different mailers and I kind of like go through the whole process and it's real separate.
Okay.
Because I think the people in our group are innately competitive and they're innately, they're, you know, go-getters.
True.
I could see people ripping each other's throats out for the right property. If I were in a group like that, I would manipulate the hell out of it so I got the best property.
Oh, all right. Never mind. I forgot who I was talking to.
Jill, on the other hand, as
no,
a child.
No, you take it.
As
you
a child,
it.
Would give away her lunch money just because she didn't want anyone to go hungry. Never
did.
Mind. Not thinking about herself.
It's true. I used to get in trouble for that. Thank you. They must have needed it more than me.
That's right.
There you go. If they took it, that's why.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss Jack Jill TV show, Get There First.
And we answer Heather's question about subliminal advertisements. I'm dying to know what this is.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Subliminal advertising.
That's awesome. That what makes me think of that. Remember what comedian? I don't know if it was Saturday Night Live or, you know, comedian, or they would throw out those words, you know, like, you're a great person, liar.
And yeah, like Tourette's?
Yeah, exactly. Under their breath and get those subliminal things in there. Yeah. Like, this is a great person, you bunch of trash, you know, or whatever. You should buy it. Loser, you know.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. Oh, sure.
You should buy this eyeshadow.
Oh.
It's not going to help your real
yeah.
ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I love this restaurant. Overpriced.
This chicken is fantastic. It's really a dog.
Oh, sweetheart. You cook better than my mother. I'd rather eat dog food.
Baby, you look fantastic.
Oh.
Look like a hooker.
Oh my gosh. Jack. Oh, Jack. You know, this is the best show you've ever done. Oh my God, are you on drugs?
Oh my gosh. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.